Now presenting the Cirque du Soroil Twitch Call of the Week.
Like, oh, what are they, like the Grateful Dead? Whatever the fuck that means, fuck you. Go to a fucking fish show and swallow up some of this shit live and see if there's anyone fucking pissed there. See if there's one person fucking mad at anything. Oh, gee, I don't want to be surrounded by 20,000 people having the fucking time of their lives at any given fucking moment. That sounds terrible. Hippies, fuck you. Fuck all y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Cirque du Soroil Twitch Call of the Week. Please follow Mike Soroy at twitch.tv/Soroy.
Football is a religion in Texas, and the ticket is the church. Not just on Sundays either, every day. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Finish three.
Okay. A lot going on here.
Genius. Travis having a little fun with
genius,
me.
Genius.
That's off air stuff. Kinda.
All right, 115. This is Cirque. I don't even know what we're doing. We're just kind of kicking things around. Plenty to chat about. And, you know what? I might have some more audio for y'all. Exclusive.
That was so funny. I love it when you get rolling.
I get a little cussy.
Yeah. No.
Sorry to all my fans for my language. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to hear me like that. I have a lot of young fans.
I want to hear them like that.
Do you have to put like a little E for explicit on your account?
When you log on, it says this account is for mature audiences.
Okay, good.
So whatever. I'm sick of talking about my damn Twitch thing. Forget it. It doesn't even matter, but I do want you to play the audio because here, the
this
lightning...
This is ticket related. That's the key.
It is. It's all ticket related. And what else, it's perfect example of sitting at home and what the hell are we all doing?
Right.
I am spending my time playing video games and streaming them sometimes on my Twitch channel. Fine. It doesn't even matter. If you haven't heard, I did it a couple times this week where we're getting a lot of pretty funny audio where these girls are reading Twitch or Twitter... Jeez, ticket crap in their Twitch chat, and they don't know what they're reading.
And if you've heard it before, you're getting new stuff, so don't worry.
This one's
about
a new
one. This is brand spanking
don't worry.
New.
So anyway, lightning fast story is when you do you stream. There's say 100 people watching. At the end of the stream, we can all raid somebody else's Twitch stream. Just pick somebody at random. If they have 10 people watching them, and I have 100, now they have 110, and they're like, "Oh my god, this is the greatest thing! It's cool. It makes their night." Which is cool to see because their eyes light up. They're like, oh my God, like this is the most people that's ever been on their thing. It's a fun thing to do. But of course, we're doing it with 100 P1s and just peppering their chat with insane ticket crap. And they read it because they're trying to interact with the chat. They have no idea what it means. This is pretty shoddily edited. I just put it together right when we got here. But we raided these two girls. They're probably 16 years old. They're just hanging out together, trying to pass the time. And the P1s do what they do.
Oh my god, thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Yeah. These people with their emojis, so funny. They're whales or narwhals.
Do you like bread? I like bread.
Bread, yes.
What hours do you work? I don't know. They fluctuate.
What?
Do you think you could eat 200 chicken nuggets in 2 hours?
No.
Yes.
Really?
I think I could, yes.
With a group of people.
Yeah.
Not alone.
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't work.
No, I could do it in 2 hours. I definitely could. Oh, my heart.
The feeling of...
It's me.
It's me. Drunk me laughing.
Simple question. Why don't you look it up on your phone? I'm kind of afraid to look that up, not going to lie. House. You like being chief of police? I'm not chief of police. What are you talking about? Do you buy candles from Gwyneth Paltrow? No, I buy candles from Bed. What is it? Not Bed Bath and Beyond. Bath and Body Works.
I always get those.
I know. I've always got those. There's no sales tax on boots in New Jersey right now. Why boot? Because of like sanitation. Moron dog.
Moron dog.
Have you ever really wanted to buy a car but not want to buy one? Every day. I feel like there's more going on out there that we don't realize. Okay, hold on. Let's listen to this. They want us to review it.
Okay.
I'm gonna turn it up a little bit. What is this?
Robot Santa.
Robot Santa.
Ooh. Ooh, okay. 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 The voice cracks are cracking me up.
They are too.
On the internet. Wow, that was fire.
Amazing. Good job.
That was fire.
Did you
fire.
Actually write the song?
Yeah, take care of kids now.
You're going to be singing this song all day tomorrow. Honestly, if I do, yeah. If I do sing it, yeah, I'm probably going to wake up and be like, Robot Santa, Robot Santa, checking it twice.
Oh, it's so hell great. Yeah. I wish I could edit it better, but there's so much. And I will say, they were just dancing.
So how old are these girls?
Probably 16.
Oh, and they're on the same stream?
Yeah, they're just sitting next to each other in matching shirts that say chillin'.
That is so awesome.
But when the chorus was playing, they weren't making any noise, but they were both doing some like coordinated dance to Robot Santa.
They're doing a TikTok for it?
Probably. It was really dang funny. And I didn't have time to edit it all, but like 10 minutes later, and you could hear me laugh, drunk laughing, because I'm just like still kind of watching. Like 10 minutes later, there was like a lull, and then one girl looks at the other, and she's like, you want to play Robot Santa again?
Bring it back. Run it back.
Oh, my God. That thing is going to get new life forever. That is great.
Really funny.
So how many followers did they have before your whole crew jumped on?
Low teens, I think.
And 50, 75 people in?
Yeah, I think we had 100.
Really?
Yeah.
And everybody can just... Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, everyone can just kind of chat.
That is definitely...
The chat just goes nuts.
That is definitely bringing joy to those two girls who had their 15
right, no, they, that's like the endorphin hit or whatever you want to call it. They're like, oh my God. I mean, 100 people is a lot of people.
Do you have any idea where they were?
No, I have no idea.
God, that's great. Robot Santa.
P1s are funny,
God,
man.
That's
what about
amazing.
Eggs?
Yeah, what about eggs?
P1s are funny.
Do I like painters like Mozart? Mozart is a composer. What?
Well, I mean,
hey,
when you know,
right.
You know.
She's right.
You jar? I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
You guys seem like you make fun of Trey a lot. Is this true?
Oh, no.
No.
Okay.
My pig found,
no,
its,
no,
found
no.
itself smart enough
no.
to hop.
She did the whole thing.
Oh, well, that sounded pretty good. God, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't.
You guys trying to confuse me.
It's like every night. We just kind of do it. So it will provide confused audio. We're going to get a dude next time.
It's nuts that the stupid station and the verbiage and everything that makes perfect sense to all of us when taken out of context is,
dude,
is completely insane.
You know what I was
gibberish.
Thinking?
It makes no sense.
None
but the problem
all.
Is it's so conversational to us, we almost can't understand that it's is
exactly.
gibberish.
Yeah,
like I was thinking about, what about eggs? Like every one of us, it's like a normal thing.
Exactly.
That but if you ask
sense.
That to anyone,
what about eggs?
Look for Bieber eggs.
Yeah.
We got Justin Bieber to say, "What about eggs?" Way back when it was a thing.
That's right.
My favorite one is you and is it Chris Canty?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
No, it was. I think it was Jason Pierre Paul.
Is it okay? Yeah, that's my favorite. What about eggs of all time?
Is that in there?
It might be. It should be. It was, you know, 10 years ago
when
last
I
time
chased
we
him
it up.
Down after the Giants game. He was in the tunnel. And I'm like,
in
hey,
New York?
Man, no, in here.
Oh, yeah.
What about eggs?
That's Bieber.
That's Bieber.
God, I wish we had the long
we waited
form of that.
In line for an hour to meet and greet with Bieber.
Play that again.
What about eggs?
God, we waited. We're, all these teen girls are in line for a meet and greet with Bieber, and we just had a friend that happened to work on the tour, got us in line. And we're 40-something dudes at the end of the line. Everybody else is
just
teens.
These tall, bald idiots at the back, dead last in line.
And they tell us, they tell everybody that's going to meet Bieber, there's rules. No kissing.
It's Chris Canty. We found it.
Is it Chris Canty? Okay.
No
kissing. Hey, Chris, can I get one question while we walk?
Sure. Come on. Just about this building. I mean, you guys kind of own this joint now. I know you spent plenty of time here, but it feels good
I
to get on the win.
I spent time here.
No?
I haven't played in this building. I didn't play here as a cowboy.
You played here today.
I played here today, yeah.
What about eggs?
Huh?
What about eggs?
Eggs. What do you mean?
I'm saying breakfast, whatever, you know?
Huh?
Breakfast food, you know? Jaime, good win, all right? Well, at least you
win. He was so defensive.
Normal interaction.
Breakfast food, whatever. I'm saying.
I never played here before. Yeah.
I'm saying.
What about egg? I love it. It's just out of nowhere.
What about eggs?
I'm saying. That's not the best response to anything. What about eggs? What about eggs? I'm saying.
I'm saying, man.
So we're sitting there with in line for Bieber, and they're telling the teen girls no kissing.
Yeah.
You know, there's the Bieber rules, and they felt the obligation to tell us the same rules.
Yeah, they're like, hey,
you
guys,
never know. In case we couldn't control ourselves.
There are people our age that are, at that time, were insane super fans of Justin Bieber.
It's true.
That is true.
Especially two tall, bald men.
For real.
You got to watch out for him.
So I had my iPhone in my upper shirt pocket recording as we go in there. There's like a curtained area. So the Pope's in there, and you get 5 seconds with the Pope. And we walk in, and he's like, hey, what's going on? I don't even remember what we said, but our entire thing was to get what about eggs.
Now, you asked him, you're like, hey, what's with the no kissing? He goes, ha, ha, ha. And as he was in the middle of ha, I just lean in, what about eggs? Like, I got a little too close.
What about eggs?
I wish we had the whole
thing. We got to find the long version of it.
So then the guy's like, all right, have a good to see you guys.
And then he took a picture with us.
And
he looks
you out.
Like, he weighs 13 pounds next to us. And we got out of there, and we're laughing and whatever, and a guy comes running down the hallway after us, because clearly we were the last ones.
Yeah.
They didn't have anybody else that was going to be in the meet and greet with him, and that created a wave. And they're like, what was that? What just happened to our superstar?
We're like, what are you talking about?
And a guy comes running. What was that all about?
And then we, what about eggs him?
Yeah. What? Eggs.
Judge. On this side.
Babes.
On this side.
How you doing, man? Heard about the rules. What's with the no kissing? That's bullshit. How you like Dallas?
I love
what
it.
About eggs?
What about eggs?
What? I don't know.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Well, see you later.
All right, that's it.
See you guys.
How old was he?
That is so great.
He looks at me because, okay, we've said this, like, even the no kissing thing, he's like, ah, like he's just getting through this. But then I, what about eggs him? And he stops and looks at me, and he's like, well, like, someone finally said something that's at least in some way intriguing, like right. Saying, oh my God, I love you so much. Like, ah, ah, ah. He snapped eyes. Wait, what about eggs? I didn't give him the I'm saying. What
wait,
I gave him, I was like, ah, I don't know. That's the best, is my responses after they lock in.
They're like, what did you just ask me?
You know, whatever.
Eggs?
Oh, Biebs. That's funny.